Meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time, Mr.?
8:03 a.m.
Thank you. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on August 14, 2018, faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times, posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, in the administration offices, and in each township school, and finally faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Kilpatrick, may we please have a roll call?
Ms. Grant?
Present.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Here.
Dr. Foy?
Here.
Mr. Holliday? Mr. Malloy? Mrs. Olasky? Mrs. Redalgada? Are all absent.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Foy, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. McLaughlin, would you serve as the process guardian for today's meeting?
Sure.
Move your mic over.
Normally, I would say good evening and welcome to the monthly board meeting of Clinton Township School District. But today, I'll say good morning to everyone and welcome you as well to our special meeting. We're having a meeting this morning as a result of board availability to have this meeting. There are many items on this agenda that we need to vote on and are seeking approval so that we can hire the people to start the school year that we need to hire, get our transportation contracts in order, et cetera, all for the beginning of the school year. So hence the early morning meeting for everyone. I have one thing to report on, and it's regarding negotiations. Both the members of the negotiations team for the Clinton Township Education Association and from the Clinton Township Board of Education have jointly written the following statement as a report on what occurred during our last mediation session. On Monday, August 13, 2018, members from both the Clinton Township Education Association and the Board of Education's negotiations teams participated in a mediation session with the aid of a state-appointed mediator lasting approximately 8 hours. During this mediation session, both groups discussed and exchanged proposals, seeking changes in contract language, including an additional evening conference, modifications in health care benefits and contributions, compensation, professional development, sick leave bank, and stipends. Both sides worked in a very honest and collaborative way to continue to understand each other's challenges, concerns, and goals for each of these topics. However, a final statement could not be reached during this mediation session, and it was mutually decided that the process should move to fact-finding, which is the next stage of negotiations process when an agreement cannot be reached through mediation. Both parties remain hopeful that fact-finding will lead to a resolution of the parties' outstanding issues and a mutually acceptable agreement. Do you have a report?
I can do an update really quick.
Sure. I'd like to ask Ms. Cohn, our acting superintendent, to give us an update, please.
Good morning. I'd like to just report that district enrollment in our power school system reflects 1,227 students, which differs from our July 31st report of 1,298. Please do not be alarmed by that difference. In our power school rollover that occurs, there is often extra students, so to speak, at the end of July until we have a clear reflection of those students that have moved on to the high school. So at this time, we have 1,227 students ready for the new school year. Just as a bit of a status update on the buildings, which will be reflected in the moving forward addition this week, I think it's addition 10, we are on our final waxing of floors, which is a great feeling. At this point of the school year or the summer, this is typically what would happen at this point, where the custodial staff basically waxes themselves out of the building from back to front, and we're at that point now. We've had all of our moves have been completed. Final organization pieces and tidying up in the classrooms are still taking place, with, you know, some unpacking for the teachers to do on their move-in day. Thanks to Mrs. High with her extreme organizational skills and all of our teams in place. The gym floors, both at Round Valley and CTMS, have been cleaned and recoated, ready for the students to, you know, play on. Spruce Run has some areas for storage, as we have some excess desks and chairs, which we feel we may need at some point to replace desks that are not in great shape. So we've decided to hold on to things that are of value. PMG, it's an interesting thing when you move students from one building to the next. We realized that we needed to lower whiteboards and coat hooks so the little guys could reach them. So that's also been done over at Patrick McGarren. Additional whiteboards have been ordered for Patrick McGarren and Round Valley School. There's been additional cooling systems added to Round Valley School, as well as the HVAC unit you may have seen a picture of on the roof last week. I did not climb up on the roof. That was our head of maintenance that did that for me, which is great, which I appreciated. Dates for visitation and back-to-school nights have been announced, and the specific times for back-to-school night will be coming out this week. You know, it's a staggered schedule, so those will be published for people, but all the dates have been announced. Transportation info will be coming directly from our transportation coordination company, which is Del Val. So we provide all of the information as to where our students live. They create the routes, and they'll be sending that information directly to parents this year, which should really help in getting that to parents in a speedy way. And as you'll see on the agenda this morning, we will have our annual kindergarten bus ride for the students at PMG. So the kindergartners on visitation day will have an opportunity to have their first experience riding a school bus. So that's been scheduled as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Cohn. I'm going to open up the floor at this time to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comments section. To the extent any other action or research is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or acting superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address, be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes. Okay, seeing none, I'd like to close the floor on public comment section for agenda items only and open the floor for public comment section called First Recognition of the Public. All the parameters that I just read regarding public comment section for agenda items apply here. If you'd like to approach, make comments to the Board of Education, please approach the microphone. We will be limiting this public comment section to 10 minutes. Okay, seeing none, I'd like to then close the floor to the open comments section. We'll move on to the reports of our committee. Our first committee report is our facilities and finance, Mr. Kevin Malloy. is the chair of that particular committee. Unfortunately, Mr. Malloy is not able to attend this morning's special meeting. I have his report. The committee, Facilities and Finance, is looking for approval for a bus service for the kindergarten ride, Mrs. Cohn mentioned a few moments ago. Also looking for approval for the annual software subscriptions for the 2018-19 school year. For temporary help in the board office for approximately 4 to 8 weeks. The committee is also recommending and looking for approval for shared services agreement with Del Valle Regional High School for student transportation, administration, vehicle maintenance, inspection, and fueling services. This particular approval is also seeking approval so that parent email addresses can be provided to this organization on a confidential manner so that all of the transportation information can be provided to parents so that they know the arrival and drop-off times for their students. Resolution is again for Del Valle Regional High School to provide two double-tiered routes for 2018-19 school year for approximately $47,000 and not to exceed approximately $95,000. So this went from six routes with Del Valle Regional High School, and as a result of the reorganization, down to two routes. The committee is also recommending and looking for approval for bus service from the Hunter County ESC, 12-tiered routes for the 2018-19 school year to transport Clinton Township students at a cost of $50,544 and not to exceed, $687. And this particular resolution represents a reduction in the number of buses contracted from ESC from 15 double routes to 12 as a result of the reorganization. We're also making a recommendation from the committee for the cost of the reorganization, specifically for the move. The cost for the move was slightly underestimated. We're looking to pass a resolution to amend a contract with Paramount, our moving company, to reflect needed additional materials and services required to accomplish the move. And lastly, the committee is looking for approval that would permit the district to follow a recommended guideline that came from experts in school safety. And that guideline recommends that we number all of our entryways, our egresses, and the outside windows of our classrooms so that they can be easily identified. And therefore, the committee is recommending a contract with a company called Fast Signs, located in Flemington, to conduct the numbering at a cost not to exceed $9,000. So with that said, I'm looking for a motion, please, for action items 19FF031 to 19FF-041.
Motion.
Motion, Mrs. Brooks.
Second.
Second, Mrs. McLaughlin.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Brennan.
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks.
Yes.
Dr. Foy.
Yes.
Mr. Holliday is absent. Mr. Malloy is absent. Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski is absent. Mrs. Rodagada is absent. Mrs. Grant. Ms. Grant.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to our second committee report this morning, our personnel committee. The chair is Mrs. Olowski. Unfortunately, Mrs. Olowski could not make the meeting this morning. I have her report for that particular committee. Mrs. Olowski says that the personnel committee is seeking approval on 11 new hires into the district. Also looking to approve the resignation of four members of the staff, and the Board of Education wishes those employees the best. We're looking for approval to change two staff assignments and to increase the pre-K position from a 0.5 FTE position to a 0.62 FTE position. And the last resolution I'd like to highlight
this morning is where the Ms. Cohn and Mr. Kilpatrick have been very busy in hiring new members to work in a Board of Education office after retirement and one resignation. So with that, I'm looking for a motion for action item 19PN-036 to action item 19PN-043.
Motion.
Motion, Dr. Foy, second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. McLaughlin. Any questions from the board? No, seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Holliday and Mr. Malloy are absent. Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky and Mrs. Rodalkada are absent. Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, sir. Our last committee report this morning is our policy and curriculum. Mrs. McLaughlin is the chair of that committee. Ms. McLaughlin, have your report, please.
Sure. The policy and curriculum committee met last week. We discussed several items. You'll see two action items in front of you. One is for renewal of annual software that the teachers and staff in the district use annually. So that's just an annual renewal. The second is a first reading of a social media networking policy. Mrs. Cohn recommended that we have one. Strauss Esme also recommends that districts have them. Many of the districts in Hunter County have this policy already. It's a first reading. So I would like all staff members, I feel like I'm already at work, all board members to review the policy if you have any language changes or suggestions. And prior to the next meeting, we will work to finalize it. With that being said, I have two action items, 19PC11 through 19PC12.
Looking for a motion, please?
Motion.
Dr. Foy, looking for a second, please?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Brooks. Any questions for Mrs. McLaughlin? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Holliday and Mr. Malloy are absent. Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky and Mrs. Rodalgada are absent. Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The feasibility of closing the school ad hoc committee has nothing to report at this particular time. I'd like to open the floor to old business for members of the board. Anyone on the board have any old business they would like to discuss?
I actually just had a question for Mrs. Cohn about her report.
Yes.
I know some community members have asked when teacher assignments will be coming out.
That should be going home on the, I'm not going to give a certain date, I'm saying around the 25th of August.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other old business? No? I'd like to open the floor then for new business of the board. Is there any new business any board member would like to discuss this morning? No? Seeing none, I would then like to open the floor for the second recognition of the public. Anyone from the public like to address the board? The same parameters I mentioned before apply for here. We'll be limiting this section to 10 minutes.
Watch the wires, please.
There.
My name is Chris Rush. I'm from Annandale, New Jersey. I'm just getting here and getting caught up, but when I was on the website the other night, I noticed that Rosh Hashanah was on PMG's Back to School Night, and I just wanted to bring to the board's attention that there's some people that are, PMG's Back to School Night is on Rosh Hashanah, and I wanted to bring it to the board's attention that the community is not feeling good about it. So just curious as to why that day was picked. I know no answers can be given to me today, but I'd just like to know if the board, when making that decision or whomever made that decision, recognized it was Rosh Hashanah. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Rush. We will get back to you on the scheduling of the back to school night. We'll look at that conflict. Thank you.
Anyone else like to address the board?
Okay, seeing none, I'm looking for a motion, please, then, to adjourn the meeting.
Motion.
Dr. Foray, second.
Second.
Mrs. Brennan? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting is adjourned.